Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, Miles, you get a chance to see the royal family while you're playing in front of them? And if not, what was it like to get to play in front of them?
I'm sorry, the royal family? You mean Jesus, Mary, and Jost Trend?
Wow!
Woo!
And, that, and then two-hander. The reporter's response is like...
Wait, what?
It's so uncomfortable. You could like feel her skin being uncomfortable. Oh man, we're back. We're back again.
Yeah, back That's at right. it again.
It is I, Jack, and that is Miles.
Indeed.
And right off the bat.
Yeah, thank God. I love when I see Jesus, Mary, and Joseph trending. That's I know right. we're having
That's
a good
what's
day.
Trending. He succeeded. No, so the Celtics coach, Joe Mazzulla. So first of all, I want to root for him. He was thrown in last second when their previous coach, Ime Udoka, got, you know, suspended for a season in infamy, you know, scandal plagued. We still don't know all the details of what happened.
Yeah.
They throw in this young man who doesn't have any head coaching experience. The Celtics come out and they have the best offense in the history of the NBA up to this point. Like literally the best offense in the history of the NBA.
Right.
Got this young guy at the helm, never coached before. Everybody, when he was put in as the head coach, everyone was like, all right, so we can discount the Celtics. The Celtics are not going to be as good because they lost their head coach and everybody was given their head coach last season a lot of credit for getting them to the finals and for their turnaround. And the thing they were doing last year was mostly defensive. This year, like suddenly they're one of the best offensive teams. I am rooting for this man. And then my friend Chris sends me this clip that I guess we should just play, right?
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to meet with the royal family? And if not, how was it like having them there in the building?
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph?
The prince and princess.
He is dead ass serious.
Oh, no, I did not. I'm only familiar with one royal family. I don't know too much about that one. Thank you.
Look at his eyes darting around like some salamander.
Yeah. And then Thank done. You. He was waiting for the room to erupt in laughter after that one.
That was like some Jeff Dunham open mic attempt shit. You know what I mean?
Ooh, Jeff Dunham. I mean, Jeff Dunham would have
clearly
known that wasn't going to hit. I feel
yeah,
like.
Maybe. We were kind of punching up his response.
Yeah, you were.
Before
you had two great answers.
The first one, I mean, like, doesn't even matter. Such a good setup.
I don't know if you saw that the royal family were in attendance at the game tonight. I don't know if you got a chance to meet them, or if not, what it was like to play in front of the royal family.
I'm sorry, the who? The what?
The royal family.
Oh, Andre 3000, Big Boy, Goody Mob, Sleepy Brown, and Killer Mike were in the building? Because I only acknowledge the Dungeon family as the royal family.
That's better.
Okay. How about this one?
I don't know if you got a chance to talk to the royal family, and if not, what it was like to just play in front of them.
I'm sorry, the royal family?
Yeah, the royal.
Are you talking about Carl, Harriet, Eddie, Laura, Estelle, Aunt Rachel, and Little Richie? Because I only acknowledge the only family that's royal is the Winslow family from Family Matters.
Much better. Much better. I would have been.
Instead, he hit him with that, like, I'm not playing around. I'm the youth pastor energy. Which
yeah,
is like,
I'm not even willing to count. It's like the conservative people in the UK, who are the most conservative human beings on the planet, are too liberal for me because they acknowledge a royal family. Like, he is on some, like, fucking Cotton Mather's shit with this take. Like, he's too conservative for even the idea of royals.
I'm surprised he didn't, like, chest pass the ball right back to that, like, journalist. He'd be like, okay, so to you, what makes them royal?
Right.
So you put them above Christ?
Yeah.
That would have been, I mean, I maybe would have done that to fuck with somebody, but then it would have gotten all weird, just like that did. And then he was like, okay, nobody else? Have I completely sucked the oxygen out of the room? All right, thank you so much.
Everybody got so quiet. He got this, like, kind of dumb look on his smile on his face. He's like, huh? Anyone? Yeah, no one's feeling that?
He did the searching for approval eye scan around the whole room. Huh?
Okay. Yeah. That's what you get. All right. Let's talk about the morality police. Because according to the New York Times and many mainstream media outlets, you know, the protests, the revolution that was happening in the streets of Iran has succeeded. The morality police have been disbanded. Nothing more to see here. Moving along.
Moving along.
Twitter works. Social media works. And everything works. We live in a progressive society. No worries. Let's move on.
Yeah. It's off of a quote that the regime's, like, attorney general said, this guy Mohammed Jafar Montazeri, and he said, quote, the morality police has nothing to do with the judiciary system. The same source that created it in the past from the same place it has shut down. Of course, the judiciary system will continue its surveillance of social behaviors across society.
Now, that wasn't the quote correcting the story that the morality
police...
That's
the quote that launched the story.
That's the quote they derived the story saying the morality police has been disbanded from.
Yeah. And on Twitter, Nahayat Tizouche at Nahayat T was just basically, like, breaking how, like, just poor this journalism is, because it's like, what? Because this happened recently, too. And they're like, 15,000 people have the death sentence. And it's like, no, that's not you're taking, like, you're just parsing through words and just, like, not actually following through on journalisming properly. And pointing out that this guy, he is not the one in charge of the regime's morality police. Also, he never specifies, like, who allegedly shut down the morality police and how that even happened or when. And also, like, in the thing, he promises to, quote, continue enforcement of country's Islamic Sharia laws. Right. So everyone's like, sorry, where did you get that? And, you know, sort of her conclusion is, like, it's either just the laziest journalism or it's just, like, stealth lobbying, like, in its most cynical form breaking through.
Yeah. So we'll keep an eye on it, but it's not there. There isn't a button on that story that the New York Times.
No. And yeah, if anything, like, the, you know, media has done a really good job of, like, being like, for 3 days being like, oh, something's up over there. But they're still in the streets and people are still getting killed for just standing up for the most basic of rights. Yeah. So I'm sure, again, it's just like with what's happening in China. It's like, don't, like, give people the idea that a situation could be so bad, not to say that this is necessarily a one-to-one comparison, but, like, people can take their own future into their own hands and organize for the sake of their own betterment, or they'll just paint it as, you know, they're just turning up over there. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
Yeah. All right. Gorsuch is trending because... So it seems like in early decisions, the Supreme Court is going to side with Christians' businesses being allowed to basically discriminate on behalf of like them thinking homosexuality isn't a sin or like refusing to acknowledge that as a human right.
Because like a while back there was like Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado where, you know, the guy refused to bake a cake for a same-sex couple. And then like that got to the Supreme Court and like they didn't quite decide then. They didn't really like unequivocally have a decision back then that said this is the law. They were kind of like, we'll see if like in a couple years another case comes up that's similar. And then from there we can decide if maybe we need to revisit this. And sure enough. This woman who's like a graphic designer is like, I shouldn't have to, you know, design websites for gay couples for their wedding because it goes against my faith. And,
right.
You know, now, you know, the people who are like, oof, this is a slippery slope because you side with this woman and now you've created a big old loophole for all kinds of discrimination as long as you're being like, well, my religion says I don't like young children of color in my store or whatever, like they might pursue. So Neil Gorsuch. A lot of people, like, the reason he's trending is, like, he is letting his partisan colors show because as they're talking, talking to the Solicitor General of Colorado, they talk about how the guy at the cake shop, how he had to go through, just take a course so he knew what the sort of discrimination laws were in Colorado. And this is how Gorsuch begins describing what that process was like.
Colorado, you can't change their religious belief, right?
No, but well,
and you protect religious beliefs under the statute, right?
This is Gorsuch.
That is
asking.
One of the protected characteristics in theory,
and in practice. If it wasn't in practice, we had heard about it over the past several years, and my friend has pointed to no example where this has been applied.
Mr. Phillips did go through a re-education training program pursuant to Colorado law, did he not, Mr. Olson?
He went through a process that ensured he was familiar with.
It was a re-education program, right?
It was not a re-education program.
What do you call it?
It was a process to make sure he was familiar with Colorado law.
Someone might be excused for calling that a re-education program.
I strongly disagree, Justice Gorsuch.
Thank you.
My guy sounded like a fucking supervillain.
Right.
You might agree that it sounds like a re-education program. So this already goes along with the heels. You know, like, Clarence Thomas was like, yeah, man, same-sex marriage, that could be on the block, too. And you add this all up, and it's just more reason why we need some kind of mechanism to control the Supreme Court. But, alas, they seem to, the momentum seems to be going for the side of, you know what, maybe let the Christian lady who hates gay people just do her thing.
Sorry, you keep talking about the Supreme Court. Are you talking about the Archangel Michael and Jesus Christ, our Lord,
and Saint Peter?
God and Saint Peter
at the gates?
Those are the only. That's the only that's court like that Supreme I think court. Of as supreme.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, are you Any talking about the Great now? Western Forum? Because that is the only Supreme Court I acknowledge.
Unfamiliar.
Showtime.
Not even willing to countenance the idea. Of a Supreme
Court. But again, to hear a Supreme Court justice say that when someone was running afoul of a discrimination law and had to, you know, as part of like
be educated as to human rights,
like what the laws are, and you're like, so you're saying this person was brainwashed, correct?
Yeah, fucking
what?
Geez.
And they had the Ludovico treatment, like from A Clockwork Orange,
right?
Okay.
I mean, you could call it a re-education camp if you had a political axe to grind, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, no, I don't. And I fully disagree with that, Justice Gorsuch. Right. But, there it is.
What a bad court. What a bad group of people that we have.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
And we're back, and the World Cup is trending.
Yeah. Twitter is mostly World Cup trends. It says Japan. It says Brazil. It says Neymar. It says all of these things. And today, Japan lost to Croatia in their knockout round
game.
Come on. Yeah, went to penalties, but they fought bravely. Yoku ganbatte kurete arigato. They fought hard. Good group. I mean, shit, they topped their group and beat Spain and fucking Germany to this point. But, you know, it wasn't enough going into penalty kicks. And then in the other match, Brazil just, they had some really fantastic goals against Korea. And then also the goal that Korea scored was a real nice volley. Mm. So, you know, it chugs along.
Those are the only teams I was rooting for at this point.
So. Japan and Korea?
Yeah. Well, the U.S. got its ass knocked out. So I don't know. Is there other good teams to root for that I should be paying?
I mean, it's like
to?
I don't know if you don't care enough, then you don't care. You know,
I don't care enough to even have known that they were knocked out until.
Yeah, I mean, I wish there's one like, yo, Jack. There's this one guy. He's an aspiring podcaster by day, but he's like the Moroccan team's greatest goal scorer. There's nothing like that. Although the Moroccan supporters, they got a lot of drums, and I appreciate their rhythm section. So
wait, World Cup?
Shout out to them. Yeah.
You're talking about the cup that Jesus drank out of that made that guy turn into dust in Indiana Jones The Last Crusade? That's the only cup I know
chalice?
About. I actually don't even know about any other cups. I'm not familiar. Protective cups, I'm not even familiar with them. I only know about one cup.
Wow. That's interesting. Yeah.
In this world.
I saw something where a fella scored a goal and he pulled his jersey over his face. Reminded me of the Shroud of Turin, I think is what he was trying to reference there. The fabric that covered Christ's face.
I just love professing that you've never heard of something. Such a...
And also, like, that... Come on, sir. You know who the fuck they are.
Yeah.
You know they were at the game. But, like, again, you could have...
You didn't
you fucking
think she
fumbled
was talking
that
about
joke.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
You fumbled that joke, sir.
It was a
you
bad
fumbled.
Joke, mainly. Like, what if he's not even Christian? He's just like, it was just
well,
a
he
bit.
Did. He was all smug, like, looking around. It didn't feel like,
yeah, no,
I don't
it was.
Know. It's so
he
hard to.
He definitely is super Christian, for sure.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph? Okay. Thank you.
GMA 3.
Yeah.
This
Good
is.
Good Morning America.
In reference to the third hour of Good Morning America.
Yeah. With Amy Robach and TJ Holmes.
Yeah, who I wasn't familiar with either the existence.
I wasn't until
people.
The fucking story came
yeah.
out.
So they brought them in to host GMA 3, the third hour of Good Morning America. It's a big deal in the world of broadcast news, these morning shows. And they brought them in to anchor it, and they had chemistry. People were like,
chemistry folks. Look at that.
I'm not going to watch, but I would like to see those people have sex. anyways, they just had chemistry. And then one of their spouses just leaked like some information, some photographs that they had a private investigator take that suggested they might be having an affair.
Yeah. And sure enough, there's like the most incriminating like affair photos. Like,
yeah.
He's like got a handful of butt cheek, like as they go to like a rental cabin for the weekend and like leaving like a restaurant, but standing like 20 feet apart. So they look like they're getting in separate Ubers, but they're like making eyes at each other. It's like, oh, and everyone's like, this is the greatest romance story I've ever heard. I know.
Everybody is on their side. Whatever this
so fucked spouse, up.
And I feel sorry bad for the spouses.
Yeah. People are almost like, man, that spouse is a hater. Like, wait, hold on. No, wait, whatever.
Talk about your all time backfires.
ABC, they've said, you know what? While their relationship isn't against, you know, violating any policies, the relationship is causing a bit of a distraction. And by that, I'd probably imagine better ratings. But it's just so funny when like networks are so cynical about how they're going to get ratings. But like in this instance where they're like, well, we're not going to profit off of like a sordid love affair that's happening. We'd rather profit off of like propaganda and other vile kinds of misinformation. Like, come on. This would have been like a... You probably would have got 2 good months of ratings because inevitably I feel like the relationship would maybe start to crack under like all the scrutiny from the public, and then they would start maybe like taking shots at each other subliminally on air, and then it would have been a whole rom-com.
Anyways, the only love affair I'm aware of is the love affair between Mary and her Lord God.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Real ID got pushed back again. I don't know. Do you have your Real ID?
No, because I'm like, man, fuck that. Like once I remember they're like October, I feel it was like October 2020 or something. Like you better be flying with that Real ID. And then they're like, all right, y'all got a couple years because of the pandemic.
And now they're like, and you got a couple years because
y'all got a couple years
because
of the pandemic.
Shit.
Yeah, well, they're like, well, because all the DMVs are like, man, we have such a backlog because of the pandemic. Like we ain't doing this.
Yeah.
So now DHS is like, all right, 2 more years. And it's like, you did this in response to 9/11, y'all.
Yes.
Like this shit was
we are good.
Y'all voted on this 17 years ago.
Nah, we need your ID to have a strand of your DNA in it, a piece of your eye skin, and a thumbprint. Or else we're just not gonna be able to replicate you. I mean identify you. Anyways.
So I don't know, man. There's like all kinds of political shit wrapped up in this thing too. I'm just like, you know. How can you get an ID? Like, do you need a physical address? And then what happens if you don't? Yeah. Are you exist?
Do you have to take off from work for 6 hours? Is your work cool with that? Probably not in a lot of cases if you don't have a union job.
Most people are just posting like mean girl memes and just like stop trying to make Real ID happen.
The internet, you know? All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday, December 5th, 2022. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Mm-hmm. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get.
But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.